Okay, we learned yesterday the machlokes to Rashi and the Rambam. What to do by Sveikis. Here the suffix by Sod Besid. Whether you need Gimel Tefachim and Sod Besid or not. The Rosh holds that we're Mekel. The Rosh Hashita is the easy Shita. That Hamaitse Mechavel of Araya. And the Rambam Shita is the Mechudish Tikka Shita. He says it's an Ibaidala Yivshita. And nevertheless, he holds you need both. So yesterday we said that there are two possible Hezbeirim, both brought in Rev Ruvain. Either we're going to explain that it's a Din Isser, Rev Ruvain's Hezbe that we mentioned on Daf Yud Zayin, that it's Dinei Isser, Suffix that Rashi L'Chumra, and that's why you have to be Machmir, that's one Mahalach. Or the other Mahalach, to go to Shita Sarajba, the Tshuva Sarajba. The Tshuva Sarajba was, if you learn the Rajba itself, without a Maribal, without anybody else, just you look at the words of the Rajba says that you can't, by a Suffix, you can't tie Nakimli, because you're a Maitzi. So you're taking away the schus the neighbor has, in his rishus, Slissimi has to live there uninterrupted, without kutra, to put up a wall, without kefes, whatever the case may be. In all cases, a suffix, the Rashba said that you're a mitzi. So vayit, if you're a mitzi, so it's a suffix, so memela, it's very good, that we're machmir, that you need both. Those are the two hezbeirim that we that we had yesterday. Each one of these two hezbeirim has something of a chesaron. In the Tshuva Sarajba, the way we learned, Rabbi Kiva Ega learned, the Tshuva Sarajba held that by sveikis of neighbors, you're a mitzi. The Tshuva of the Maribal, which we discussed at length, I'm not going to review the whole Tshuva, but the Tshuva of the Maribal said that if you're a neighbor, you're not a mitzi. So in order to resolve what it seems to be a machlaikis, the Rashba and the Maribal, Rabbi Kiva said, there's no machlaikis, it depends. In a case where you're vadaya mazik, and it's a suffix if you have a heter, you're vadaya mazik, a suffix if you have a heter, then you have to be machmir. You're a vadaya mazik. It's only in a case where you're a suffix mazik that you could be meikel. Okay, so we're mechalik between those two cases. This is what we said earlier from Rabbi Kiva Eger, his chilik, that by the case of kutra and beis akisa, yizicha mazik your neighbor. Nobody likes the smoke and smell. It's a suffix, he made a kinyan, whether you're allowed to do it anyway. So there, with the Rajba's machmir. But if you have a case where you're a suffix if you're a mazik, so there we said that you're not machmer, you don't have to be machmer. You're not a mitzi. If you go to with that mahalach, then by our Gemara, when you dig a bar three tefachim away, and it's a suffix, do you have to put sid? What is that? That's a vadai mazik and a suffix mutter? Or is it a suffix if you're a mazik? Pashtus, how do you look at it? You're digging a bar three tefachim away from your neighbor. And it's a suffix, is that cool? Do you need sid to protect him, or you don't need sid? Pashtus, that's a suffix mazik. It's a suffix, are you a mazik or you're not a mazik? According to Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Rajba is maida in that case, that you're not a mazik. That was Rabbi Kiva Eger's aside, that the Rajba is maida in that case, you're not a mitzi. In Cain, the whole second pshat in the Rambam falls away. We're left only with the first pshat, with Rabbi Ruvain's other pshat. But then, Rabbi Ruvain himself says this, that Lefizeh, this whole pshat that the Rambam stims with the Rashba is not true. In the Beis HaLevi, in Chelik Beis, Simei Memvav Ois Beis, he asks a stira in the Torah. In our Gemara, the Torah paskins like his father, the Rosh, that you don't need both. So the sit and three tefachim, it's either one. Torah paskins like his father, that it's one or the other. Later in the sugya of kibud v'ribeitz, in the sugya on daf chaf, where you have the person living downstairs wants to put in a refes bakar, the person living upstairs wants to put in an aitzer. The halacha is whoever's first wins. And we have an ibaya in the Gemara on daf chaf kibud v'ribeitz man. If the person upstairs prepared the room for an aitzer, is that called he's first? The Gemara is not patient. So it's also nibayi delay yeshita. There, now if you hold like the Rosh, what should be? If you hold like the Rosh, so then the person downstairs could put in a refes bakar. You should be allowed to bring in a refes bakar. And there the Torah says that you're not allowed, if kibitz for rebitz upstairs, l'chatchili, you're not allowed to put in a refes bakar. If you... You can't put a refes bakar to buy the yeshit. But yeah, but if you did it already, you could leave it there. But l'chatchila, he says you're not allowed to. That's also an ibayah de la yeshit. So an ari ibayah de la yeshit by Sad Besid, he passes like the Rosh, that you could be mekel. In that ibayah de la yeshit, keep it in rivets, he says like the Rambam. That you can't be mekel, you can't put in your refes bakar if the upstairs person already prepared his eitz. So steer in the Torah. Emfert the Beis HaLevi. He says an answer. He doesn't bring Rabbi Kiva Eiger, but it's mamish the same as Rabbi Kiva Eiger. He says the following. He says there's a chilik between a case where it's a suffik if you're a mazik. In a case where you're a mazik and it's a suffik if you have a right. In our Gemara, it's a suffik if you're a mazik. You're three tefachim away, it's a suffik if you need sid. Or you're less than three tefachim, you have sid, it's a suffik if you need three tefachim. So in our Gemara, it's a suffik, are you a mazik or you're not a mazik? In that Gemara, kibud v'ribeitz, there, you're vadai a mazik. The person on downstairs who brings in his refes bakar is surely going to do damage to the oitz of peiris upstairs. It's a question: if he has a right, is he called that he came first or not? Well, until the oitzer comes, he'll be allowed to keep it there. The question is whether when he puts it there, he's gonna stop, like we declared. So the Beis HaLevi makes this chilik. Mami, she's mechamen to Rabbi Kiva Eiger, that by Yiboy Dolay Yevshita, if it's a suffik, if you're a mazik, you could be mekel. And if you're definitely being mazik, a question if you have a right, you have to be machmir. He's saying, Mami, she's like Rabbi Kiva Eiger. And he's saying the way we said, that it comes out, Rabbi Kivega's cheshbon comes out like the Rosh. Like the Rosh's shita, that by our Gemara it's a suffik if you're a mazik, and it's mutter. In Cain, it comes out in our Gemara it's a suffik if you're a mazik, and it's mutter. So the Rabbi Kivega's whole cheshbon with the Chuvah Sarash stems with the shita Sarash. And that's with the shita Saramba. So it comes out like Rabbi Kiva Eiger, and like the Beis HaLevi, which Hainu Hach, Rabbi Kiva Eiger and Beis HaLevi are going with the Lemaisa with the same Mahalach. When we come back to the Rambam, our second shot in the Rambam, that the Rambam shtims with the Rashba, seems to fall away. And we're left with only the other shot, what we call Rabbi Ruvain's first shot, that it's a suffik yisr, that's what we seem to be left with. It's not so terrible, we're left with a pshat The Gra's Lashon sounds like a question of Safek Isser. Rav Reuven's explaining a Gra. So we're left, of the two possible pshatim, we're left L'chayr with the first one. There's a problem with the first pshat also. It's a psychic problem. By Ribayah de la Yivshita, is saying now, the Rambam holds it Safek Isser, and you have to be Machmir. That's how we're going to learn the rest of the parak. We're going to have on Daf Chaf a number of Ibayas. And we'll look up the Rambam in each one. Hopefully the Rambam is consistent. If we know from experience, the Rambam probably have one that's not consistent, so it's Sej de Kuchtaira. But the Rambam, everybody, the Leif Shita, should be Machmir, the Safik is. Good. 1 minute. What does the Rambam say by Kibbid V'Ribeis? I guess Ibayah de Leif Shita. He says, since it's Nibayid al-Layif Shita, l'chatchila, you're not allowed to move in the animals downstairs. Because it's a shayla. Upstairs, they're already prepared for the Eitzer of Peiris. So it's a shayla, you're allowed to move in your Refes Bakar. So the Rambam says you're not allowed. But the Rambam says, if you already did it, if you already moved in your Refes Bakar, shalai kedin, you can keep it there. We don't force you to take it out. Since this whole thing is an Ibayit Leif Shita, so we tell you, don't move in your Refes Bakar. But once you moved in the Refes Bakar, you could leave it there. So let's figure out, does that make sense? You have an Ibayit Leif Shita. You have an Ibayit Leif Shita. You don't know what's Mutar Asr. We're saying, L'chatchila, don't move in your Bakar. But yeah, but you can. Yeah. If we go to with Dine Maminis, then it makes a lot of sense. If the Rambam Shita is based on Dine Mamin, like what we call the second pshat, the Chuvas Arashva pshat, if we would have gone with that pshat, it would make sense. If at Chila you don't do it, it's Maminis. But if the Evid you did it, we can't stop you. In Bava Metzia, the Sugi of Tatvei Kayim, which is a Sugi of Tfisa, helps. Lachar Shneil Rasafik, if Tfisa helps. The Rambam Shita is that Tfisa always helps. Almost always helps. That's the Rambam Shita, which is the whole Sugya of Tatvei Kayin. Not the whole Sugya, but the 65% of the Shtiklach Torah to explain the Rambam Shita in that Gemara, in Tatvei Kayin. I remember I learned Bava Metzia by Rebbe Elia Chazan. I learned Tatvei Kayin, the famous Sugya, and he learned it in 1 week. The whole sugya. After he asked him why he learned it the whole week, he said, because most of the Torah is to explain the Rambam, and no one understands the Rambam anyway. So we cannot understand the Rambam without all the Shtiklos Torah. You don't need all the Shtiklos Torah. So he did. He moved. I mean, he used to finish over 40 blad a year. Tafei Kayim, he did it a week. So after everything, with all the Torah of Tafei Kayim, so we learned about Metzia 2 years ago. Just remember one thing. The sugya of Tatvei Kayin is that most Rishayim, all the Rishayim, learn Pshat in the Gemara. The Maskane is Tfisa, Lach Shanel, and Asafik doesn't help. And the Rambam holds it helps. Coming back to our Gemara, the Rambam made Kibbid V'Ribeitz. It's very good, the Shitasai. He always holds Tfisa helps by Asafik. So it's very good. The halacha is you're not allowed to move your animals in downstairs. You moved in your animals already? You can leave them there. The Rambam's Tfisa helps. If you go and do something, when they're Sveikas, if you go and grab, you go and do it, Tfisa works. That's the Rambam sheet. So the Mela, the Rambam is good. That if you move it in, once you moved it in, that Tfisa helps. But, if we're going to learn an Agamara, like Rav Reuven's first chat, then we're talking here about Safik Isser, Safik Leisigzal, the Hoshnikal Torah, that this is Safik Isser. It doesn't make sense. By Safik Isser, there's no such thing as the Chatchil and B'dieved, like Safik Shatnes. If you didn't buy the Beged, you're not allowed to buy it. Once you bought the Beged, you can wear it. Once you put it on, you can leave it on. It's not true. Safik Dereis L'Chumra, by Isser, there's no difference if you already started or you didn't already start. A Safik Isurim, There's no such cheshbin. There's no cheshbin by Safik Isser that if you did it already, it's okay. So Mimela, this kasha is in the Shiur of Shmuel and in the Erev Baruch there, that if you learn pshat in the Rambam, the first Mahalach, what we call Reb Ruven, that it's a Safik Isser, so we also have a kasha. That why b'di'evit is it good? That means what I'm telling you today is we have two pshatim in the Rambam. Yesterday we learned Reb Ruven brings two possible pshatim in the Rambam. Why does the Rambam say by a safik have to be machmer? Either safik iser is pshat number one, or the tshuva harashba is pshat number two. Each pshat has a shverikah. The pshat that is going with the tshuva harashba, it's very good if you just learn the Tshuva Sarajba. But if you learn the way Rabbi Kiva Ega learned the Tshuva Sarajba, the Beis HaLevi, then it doesn't stem with it doesn't stem. And the other pshat that it's Safik Isser also doesn't fit, because the Rambam says it's only L'chatzila, not B'di'evit. So each pshat in the Rambam has a Shverakite. And Mimela, we're a little bit stuck. To know exactly why the Rambam has this Shita. It's going to remain the Rambam Shita. We're going to go right in the Perek. It's going to be the whole Perek, Amachlaikis, the Rosh of the Rambam, Bayit Leiv Shita, the Rosh is Mekel on the person who's building, and the Rambam is Machel. That's going to be the Shita. But we're left struggling to know what's the emes of Shad in the Rambam. Is it on Safik Isser, which sets up one Kasha, which maybe there's a way to answer. Or is it because the Tshuva Sarajba pshat? But then it doesn't stim with the Rebbe Kivega learned the Rajba. Okay, maybe the Rambam holds, like the Pashtus of the Tshuva Sarajba. Now we're Rebbe Kivega Shtikl Torah. The Rambam doesn't have to hold Rebbe Kivega and the Beis HaLevi Shtikl Torah. Could be he learned the Rajba Kapashte. That a neighbor is always a Maitzi. But we're not sure how to learn the Rambam. So we have klar what the Rambam holds. I don't want you to go fight it. There's no confusion what his shita is. It's very clear. The Rambam holds by Yibayit Le'ivshit Al-Chatchil, you have to be machmir, and once you did it, you could be mekel. What we're not clear about is why the Rambam holds that way. We have two possible approaches. Each approach has its own shverikait, and we move on. You know, we'll get to Daf Chaf, we'll see if it'll... I have a feeling that no matter what we do, we have two pshatim, and either pshat is going to have one downside to it, and we'll see how the sugyas work, how the halacha works even. So this is the klal of the sugya of Sad Basid, which again, it's only a sidestick because it's the first divayid la'yivshita in the sugya, in the perek, and it comes away with these two mahalkim. Ladina, the Shulchan Aruch brings the Ramban, and I think it's the Ramah that brings the Yesh Falcon. It's the Shulchan Aruch himself. It says there on the page, the Yesh Falcon, it brings the Rush too. So it's a machlaikis. It's a machlaikis had a paskin. And we end up with the two shittas. Okay, so this is the sugya of Sad Basid. Let's move on to the next shtikl gemara. Merchikin es hagefes hazevel melech etzloim. Okay, we had in the Mishnah a list of items. We're not sure exactly the mitzias. Why they cause damage? But we know they do cause damage. Gefa, Zevel, Melech, Sid, and Sloim. Five things that damage the neighbor. We're going to call it Havla, that the heat of these things causes damage. The things, when you let them sit, they generate heat. And these are things which can cause damage over time to the neighbor's Kaisel, we're talking now about a Kaisel, not a bar. If you damage to the neighbor's Kaisel, and Mimela, you have to be Marachik Gimel Tfachim. Like we said, they're all Gira Delay. No Machlaikis Rabbi Yassi Dechachamim, they're all us. Gemara here brings in another Sugya, a Sugya in Hilchos Shabbos. We're concerned with items that bring about heat. Now, if I would have come here and stuck in this Gemara, it wouldn't be a Gemara. I start comparing it to Hilchos Shabbos. I think everyone would jump on me. How can you compare it to Hilchos Shabbos? Well, Shabbos is different for this reason or that reason.
The Gemara does compare it. Why does the Gemara compare it? Because Lamaisa, the list is the same. There's a list of Gefes, Evel, Melech, Sid, and, well, the fifth item is the subject of the sugya. A list of things that are Maisiv Hevel, that add heat. So let's introduce, let me talk to you about Dine Hatmana B'Shabbos, and then we're going to learn the Gemara and see the Chiddush of our...